restaurants on Hashell.
Oh, you're talking about Horseshoe.
Or you were talking a little while ago about the animal, I guess it's an animal, what is it, that grows around the pond and croaks a lot.
What's frogs? That's a kind of telling about.
What's a bullfrog now?
Well, that's one you hear him down at the pond. He'd be there, he'll holler just like a bull.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir, I hear him all the night.
Is he a different from a regular frog?
Oh, yeah, but he's a little old toad frog and things like that come out of the pond. They raise in the water, but they come out as soon as they get late. But old bullfrog, he stays around all the time.
Oh, I see. Is a toad and a frog the same thing?
He's just a toad frog, and these other bullfrogs. Bullfrog get good size, you know. He that long? He'd be that long if he just cut his head off.
Foot long?
Yeah, they'd be a foot long, long leg. You know.
Goodness gracious. What are the small green frogs that make a little piping noise?
I don't know what you call them, but they're as red as make a piping noise. They start their head right.
Did you ever hear them call tree frogs or rain frogs or peepers?
There's a heap of difference in a frog. You know, I'm the little island frog around the pond, but there's tree frogs. Yeah, I've seen you hear them hollering around these trees and see them once in a while. I don't see them much.
Well, we had a lot of rain a couple of weeks ago in Atlanta, and I left my baby stroller out in the carport, and I decided to bring it in because I didn't want it to get off. And I brought it in, and something hopped off the kitchen floor, and I looked down, and it was a little frog, and he was about an inch and a half long.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what kind of frog was that?
Well, I wouldn't know why they was a tree frog. It sounds sort of like he's a little tree frog.
He could really stick to things.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was stuck up under the stroller.
Yeah. He'd get right up.
And I picked him up and he grabbed my finger and he felt like he had suction cups on him, you know?
I don't know how much to do with him. I don't know much about him.
If you're going to go fishing, you'll dig up a little wiggly thing.
Take some worms.
All right. If you don't
dig them while you raise them, you can get yours. A tub and put them in it, you know, and just raise them. You ought to go to that tub and get them all the time.
Are there different kinds of worms?
Well, they call them red wigglers. But these old, just old earthworms that I dig, I haven't got no little ones now. I did have a box right outside in an old tub, and I raised them out there all the time. But I got a pond down here. It's got minnows, little old minnows that don't get very big, you know, and you use them for fish bait.
Oh, I see. Earthworm and a red worm are different.
Well, a red wiggler, and an earthworm, but a lot of people call any of these kind that they dig is a, they call them all red ones.
I see. An earthworm would be larger, though, than a red wiggler. And a different color.
You can go down on the branch and find a place where a lot of leaves has got in there and rotted, you know, mm-hmm. And you can dig in there and get you a candle. Red big one, they'd be that long and big as a pencil. They'd be big as a pencil.
Is that right? Are they good fish bait?
Yeah, they're good.
There is a reptile, I guess you would call him, that you find sometimes around the water. He has a shell, and you can pull his head and his legs in.
What? That is a difference. There's a turtle, and then there's a skillpot. Now, a skillpot ain't good to eat, and they never get no size, but people eat these old log-eared turtles, and these little old taffins, but he don't stay around the pond. He stays all over the place.